America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I hope you'll be faithful to a Bible-preaching church now on Sunday, one that preaches the King James Bible, the doctrines, the virgin birth, the blood of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's what the Bible said. Amen. And so I hope you'll go to a church that preaches that. And then I hope you'll go to a church that's interested in winning souls and sending missions. And be found in a church this Sunday. If you're not saved, you need to be saved. And then, friend, I hope that you will pray one time a week for revival for this great nation. Father, take this broadcast and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, continuing the message, what is revival? Retirement plans. Now, all that, there's nothing wrong with that in its context unless we begin to worship that. Some folk even worship children and grandchildren. God said, I have no other gods before me. But in Elijah's day, they were given to Baal worship. There wasn't very many Christians left. Now Elijah prayed, and then God sent him down to Ahab's house. You put that together comparing James 5 with the 1 Kings 17. And so God sends him down there to Ahab's house, and this is what Elijah said. Now listen, I'm going to bring this together. I'm going to show you something. 1 Kings 17, 1, and Elijah, the Bible said, and Elijah, my verse didn't print out right here at all right? And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, green, flowing, fresh, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now here's the deal. He said this, he's saying, you're living in a terrible day, Ahab. But in the middle of all of this, God is still alive, and he's fresh, and he's on the throne. And I want to say to you discouraged preachers today, I'm certainly not against you, but I want you to understand something. You ought to take some courage and say, hey, God is still on the throne. God can revive my church. God can straighten the problems out. God can revive a community. God can change people. And what has happened is we have left the church. By the way, there's a place for medicine. But we've left the changing to the psychiatrist and the psychologist when the changing ought to be from God. You remember, you say, boy, preacher, we're living in a terrible day. Yes, but they lived in a terrible day in Bible days. Remember Mark chapter number 5? When a man had 2,000 demons or devils on the inside of him? Remember that? How would you like to meet a man who's got 2,000 devils on the inside of him? Now, I do believe the devil possesses some people today. I don't think he possesses saved people, but he does possess lost people. Now here's this guy. But you know what happens to him? He don't go through a rehabilitation program. He gets saved. And when this guy gets saved, three things happen to him. Number one, his spiritual condition changes. He's sitting. The Bible said we sit together in heavenly places. This man was walking around the tombs and he wouldn't be still. He wouldn't rest. And God said to him, Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Boy, God sure gave him some rest, didn't he? Hey, when God saves you, He will give you spiritual peace and spiritual rest. And what the world needs today is what...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.